One of the true pleasures I find in observing nature is that repeated encounters with familiar species can evoke a much deeper appreciation, even a fascination. The mourning dove, one of the most common and widespread birds in our country, is a perfect case in point. Mourning doves are such an everyday sight around my yard that I barely even recognize the birds. But I've been waking up early these past few weeks and have recently gained a new appreciation for them after many sunrises accompanied by their low, mournful songs. You probably hear doves in our listening area every day without even noticing. Their soft, drawn-out calls sound like laments. These coos, mournful to some human ears, provided the name of the species, of course, but are actually the male's song to the female. Mourning doves have short legs, pointed wings, and long, tapered tails. These last two design features enable the birds to fly fast, really fast. In fact, mourning doves have been clocked at speeds of 55 miles per hour. Their small bills sit forward on their heads that look comically small in comparison to their plump, powerful bodies. Combined, their small heads, round bodies, and narrow tails give them their distinctive teardrop shape in flight. They fly on powerful wing beats, sometimes making sudden ascents, descents, and dodges, their pointed tails stretching out behind them. Mourning doves have fairly neutral coloration that allows them to blend in almost anywhere. Overall, they are a muted color, sort of a delicate brown to buffy tan, with black spots on their wings and black-bordered white tips on their tail feathers. Mourning doves are spectacularly beautiful when looked at closely, which I learned after watching a pair studying their own reflections at sunrise in my bedroom window. The subtle tones of their plumage change with the rising sunlight, and the baby blue tint of the thin ring around their eyes mirrors the color of the sky. As the sun gets higher, the seemingly dull feathers have almost luminescent qualities. I could see blues, purples, pinks, and greens echoing the colors of our early fall mornings. The pair at my window flew off to our bird feeders, which they frequent. That's because mourning doves are seed eaters. Seeds make up 99% of a mourning dove's diet, including cultivated grains and even peanuts, as well as wild grasses, weeds, herbs, and occasionally berries. Doves need to eat roughly 10 to 20% of their body weight to survive. On average, that's just 71 calories a day. I'm sure you've seen doves feeding busily on the ground, but they're probably not eating while you watch. Instead, they're likely swallowing seeds and storing them in an enlargement of the esophagus called a crop. They fly to their safe perch to digest their meal once they've filled their crop. The Cornell Lab of Ornithology reports that the record amount found in a single crop at once is 17,200 seeds. Next time you see a mourning dove at a puddle, take a closer look at its drinking method. These birds uniquely use their bills as straws, unlike most birds who toss back water one bill full at a time. Also, unlike lots of other birds, mourning doves can survive in desert areas by drinking brackish water, up to almost half the salinity of ocean water. Our doves do really well in man-altered habitats, which is likely why you'll find them in fields and patches of bare ground, or on overhead perches like telephone wires. You can see mourning doves nearly everywhere, except for the deep woods. They are graceful birds with a gentle nature. I hope you'll take a close look and find an appreciation for them too. To learn more about mourning doves and other birds, you can visit explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternot.